This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The colorful ritual of an auction may no longer be something you can actually see when it's public lands that are on the block. Congress and the Obama administration are moving the auctions for these lands online, where they often happen without notice and with little public input. And that means no public protesters who criticize Obama's inconsistency on energy policy. Joining me now to talk about this change is Tim Rehm, the Climate and Energy Campaign Director of Wild Earth Guardians. Welcome, Tim.
Hi.
So how would putting auctions online violate the statutory requirement that they be public?
Well, I guess it'd be hard for me to say for certain that they would violate the statutory requirement, but what they'll do is they'll cut the public out of being an active participant in the auction, in the sense that the public will no longer be able to see what's who's bidding, no longer be able to have their voices heard, no longer be able to show their displeasure with the fact that our public lands and waters are being auctioned off to the oil and gas industry.
Although, can't they look at the records of the meeting online and express their displeasure that way?
Well, you know, I suppose it's possible after the fact to see some bidder number, not necessarily know who was taking part. But, you know, that kind of protest, I don't think is anywhere near as effective as actually being able to show up. And that's quite frankly the reason why the administration is doing this. They don't want to have to deal with the public showing up and expressing the displeasure, which has been happening at every single auction that's taken place since November.
So it's your view that the protest of administration policy on auctioning of public lands is just not sufficient without the ability to actually bid falsely inside the auction room?
No. Nobody's talking about a false bidding here. You know, that is something that happened once back in 2008. Tim DeChristopher did 2 years in federal prison for that to express his displeasure. And the parcels that he falsely bid on have still never actually been sold to the oil and gas industry because it was realized what a mistake was being made to sell them. But nobody has falsely bid ever since then. No one's talking about falsely bidding. People are talking just about being able to show up and express that, hey, this auctioning off of our public lands and our public waters to the oil and gas industry is something that's inconsistent with the president's climate policy, and it's something that needs to stop. President Obama has sold 10 million acres of our public land to the oil and gas industry since he took office and never adequately analyzed climate change. That's something people are right to be angry about and are right to be showing up and expressing their displeasure at these auctions.
Well, maybe the place to direct your outrage is President Obama and not these auctions that you can't do anything to stop unless you're bidding against people who are going after the land, the parcels of land, which would require having lots and lots of money.
And we've done that. We've had nearly a million people sign petitions. We've successfully submitted a We the People petition. My organization, Wild Earth Guardians, submits comments on every single environmental analysis. We formally protest. We've submitted a petition under the Administrative Procedures Act. We've done everything within the system that we possibly can to express our displeasure. And all we are being told is that we're naive to try to stop another million acres of our public land to be sold off to oil and gas companies. So right now, so far, the president is not hearing us. And so we're going to keep looking for every avenue we can to shout louder and make sure that this president understands his public lands and energy policies are inconsistent with his climate policy.
Tim Rehm, Climate and Energy Campaign Director of the Wild Earth Guardians. Tim Rehm, thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.